It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In more than one place in my reading, I've come across a story which I feel is worth sharing. It happened in Russia several years ago. The Tsar came across a sentry standing at a secluded spot in the palace gardens. The Tsar could not understand the purpose of the guard. The spot had no military significance, and there was no danger to the Tsar in that location. Wondering about the reason behind the guard's presence at that location, the Tsar asked him his purpose. "Sergeant, what are you guarding?" Back came a quick reply from the guard. "I do not know, sir. I was merely assigned to this position by the captain of the guard." Well, the Tsar proceeded to call in the captain of the guard and ask him why there was a sentry in the middle of his gardens. "I do not know, sir. I was merely told to place a guard there by the previous captain of the guard." Becoming more puzzled and intrigued by the presence of a sentry in his gardens, the Tsar ordered research into the matter. Those responsible for dealing with research into such matters were put to work. After some time in searching the records, they learned that more than 100 years earlier, Catherine the Great had planted a rose bush at the spot where the guard stood and ordered a sentry post at that spot to protect the plant. So for more than 100 years, a guard had assumed his post, protecting he knew not what, a rose bush which no longer existed. How strong and equally silly sometimes are some of our traditions. We accept things past generations have passed down to us, never pausing long enough to ask why. Now, we must not, in our haste, throw out tradition simply because it is tradition. To do so would be a very foolish thing. Many traditions have a solid base and provide an effective purpose. But we must always be willing to question tradition in order that we can examine its purpose and usefulness. Tradition must never be accepted simply because it is tradition. Someone has coined the 7 last words of an institution as these: "We have always done it this way." Common sense allows us to see that it's not the institution that lives in the past, but the one that is in touch with the present and planning for the future that remains a vital element of society. The institution that is ruled by tradition soon ceases to exist, and rightfully so. The Galilean encouraged this attitude toward questioning tradition. On a hillside near the Sea of Galilee, he told his followers, "You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not take revenge on one who does you wrong." Then he spoke again, "You've heard it said, love your friends and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies." You know, we could go on and on with examples. But just a casual reading of the Gospels will verify the fact that Jesus did not accept tradition simply because it was tradition. Let us not be hasty in destroying our traditions, but let us always be willing to question tradition. Who knows? We might find a few more dead rose bushes being guarded.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.